Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABAM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. My husband and I belong to a sports center in our local community. And I love this. It's a funky old center. I don't know. It was built in the 70s at some point in time. But it's got an awesome full-size basketball court. And up above the basketball court, you know, on the edges of the court. So this is an open area in the center. But upstairs, there's an indoor track that goes around the periphery of the basketball court. This funky old gym is very well used. There are a number of people playing basketball every night, and I love to go walk around and kind of watch them and enjoy the irregular bouncing of all the different basketballs, and it kind of is a meditative place for me. But as I walk around, I catch myself looking at details of the track from time to time. One of the details of this particular indoor track is that there will be 5-gallon buckets of varying colors positioned in different spots to catch drips that are falling from the ceiling onto the track unless there's a bucket there. Well, this has been 5 years of going to this rec center since we moved to town. I keep thinking, my good God, seriously, why don't they fix the roof? Well, this past summer, the floor of the basketball arena was entirely redone, and the indoor track surface was replaced. And a really nice, pretty inside. Oh my gosh. And the other day, we had a torrential rainstorm, and at the time that my husband and I went to the gym, there are buckets out again, and there's rain coming up. Well, there's drips coming down from the rain. And I was complaining to my husband, who sometimes walks with me, that, oh my good grief, if they've taken the effort to replace the surface on this track, couldn't they have taken a few minutes to fix the daggum roof? Now, my husband is a general contractor Sometimes he's a mental health therapist. He's done a lot of different things. But he and I together built our first home up in Colorado in the mountains. He uses a lot of contractor analogies when he's talking with me. And this was not an analogy. This was an absolute, let me give you a lesson in building construction. Roofs can have leaks in any number of places. The drip that's coming down onto the track could be coming from water that's accumulated in the roof at one spot, but got through the roof at a totally different one. And it can be very time consuming. It can be very expensive to find a leak. And sometimes it's even less expensive just to take a roof off, especially if it's an older one. Let's just take it off and start over, because literally needle in a haystack kind of competition with how do you find the crack that's letting in water? Like, how do you find the needle in the haystack? So as much as I wanted to just be annoyed at the fact that the owners of this club that we're all paying money to go to don't take better care of it, I was assuming, and as soon as my husband mentioned it, I got it. I understand that roofs have pitches and water tracks, and this drip is from probably some pooled water somewhere upstairs in the inner workings of the roof. Well, I almost felt the need to go to apologize to the owners, because maybe they weren't so reckless after all. However, they really did spend a lot of money on the track. They invested in making something work and be appealing to the customers that they're bringing in. But there's still this obstacle course some days on the track when all of the buckets are out. So what is the better choice? Is sometimes the degree of upset, like, okay, we're going to close shop for a month. We're going to redo the roof and we're going to get that thing fixed. Is the money that you would lose from the guest either pulling their memberships or not coming by, or the need to suspend and refund money for the month, the expense of really getting the roof repaired, is that any more or less expensive than the constant Band-Aid on a broken arm kind of thing? Are you really coming out ahead? Now, I know that in the 5 years we've been going to this particular center, they've only redone the track one time, and it was this past summer. Well, does that, how long can this be workable before it needs to be replaced again? I mean, I don't know. During the time it was being replaced, that part of the rec center was closed down. So the main thing that I like to go for, I wasn't able to do. But the building was open and the Nautilus machines are there and the free weight room is still open. And there were things I could have done. I just couldn't go walk around on the indoor track. So there was really no need to refund my money, although I never even thought to ask. I just went, oh, whatever. I would challenge you as a business owner to sometimes be attentive to those things like the drip that are causing you to have to put out the equivalent of the 5 gallon bucket. How many times do you have to try to just manage a problem instead of really dealing with the root cause and fixing it? I know that there have been times working with teams of people, not necessarily all in digital marketing, but working with teams of people can be challenging. And sometimes, especially when one person in the mix is not doing their part or not working well with the team, you know, you kind of have a tendency to band-aid that broken arm in order to kind of provide cover, to make excuses, to give them other chances. And really, that drip is going to potentially destroy everything. If you're not putting out the bucket, if you're not constantly vigilant, there could be really deeper problems. So even though it feels scary to think about suspending all activity until you get this fixed, sometimes that's what you need to do. Now, sometimes this could be tied to your value ladder and the products and services that you offer and how you define your ideal client avatar and the whole kit and caboodle that's tied to funnel-based marketing. And that's terrifying because you've got a lot of things in place. You want to continue to make money. So the idea of stopping to revamp and maybe even rebrand and redo, that is scary because that means you're potentially losing customers, losing money. But when is it better just to call a timeout, revamp, and start over? I know that there have been many times when the focus of ABEM Digital Creations has been on different things. I believe that when I started out as a ClickFunnels certified partner, I was working on strategy, on how to help put together a funnel blueprint, how to work with clients to build funnel stacks. That was not bringing in the money that I wanted. It was not getting me the ideal client that I was looking for. So I shifted focus, but kind of, sort of, not in a real intentional way, to funnel tech and funnel repair and finding people who were in crisis. Oh, well, that wore me out. I didn't like doing that, but I kind of still did it. I was kind of still doing a little bit of the funnel building and a little bit of the crisis control, and then thought, well, you know what? My superpower is really about the systems all coming together and working together, and that's really where I want to be. Well, in the meantime, I had ABUM structured in a way to where it was really supporting some of those earlier efforts and not getting me where I knew I wanted to take the business. Transition is complicated, but transition can be done, and it doesn't mean needing to shut down everything. But when it's time to jettison the parts that are no longer working, you need to do it, or you need to shut everything down and fix the roof. Do the equivalent of fixing the roof. Just quit trying to move those buckets around and catch the drips and try to keep everything open and running, because it could just get really unwieldy and out of hand. So let that be the lesson for today as far as how you fix things and what's broken, how we define our problems. And sometimes it really is worth taking the time to find and fix at that deeper level. Be brave when you need to be. Thank you very much for participating in this episode, listening. Please provide comments. Please reach out to us. And if you happen to be interested in our ABUM campaign audit, contact me at ABUM Digital Creations and let's start a conversation.